Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate it or love it every day here on Jones and Keefe. We have the final results on yesterday's player, Will Campbell, at pick four. Do you hate it or love it? 56% of you hate it.
Wow.
Not a fan of Will Campbell. At pick number four. I'm sorry, one more time. What was that?
Hate it.
There you go. They are not fans of it.
Perfect. They would not want Will Campbell. That is pretty surprising because there's a big, community of linemen.
I think we figured it out.
Small and loud.
They are the offensive line, the tackle hardos.
Yeah.
They are noisy.
Yeah.
But there's just not as many as you would expect out there.
Not many of them.
Small and loud is exactly it. They're compensating for something. Those tackle hardos out there. But again,
the Carter people, big and quiet. Because we don't hear a lot of Abdul Carter talk, and then you put it on a poll question, and like 90-something percent loved it.
Okay, so 56% hate the Will Campbell
Interesting.
Pick. It's a good exercise here. That trails 92% who love the Abdul Carter pick, 84% love the Travis Hunter pick. On the board right now, at Jones and Keefe, you can vote on Twitter and Instagram. Ashton Jeanty, at pick number four, would you hate or love selecting Ashton Jeanty, running back out of Boise State?
I would love it. I would. Now, I don't think most times you would draft a running back this high, but this isn't most times. Jeanty, and we just talked to Field Yates about it last hour, the gap between Ashton Jeanty and the next running back is more significant than any of the other top players we're talking about and the next guy at their position. I think it'd be dynamic to add to this backfield, whether it's with Ramondre Stevenson or if you end up flipping Ramondre Stevenson in a trade somewhere else. This guy could be a Pro Bowler in short order. He's an absolute beast. You're giving Drake May a weapon. Yeah, it doesn't solve your left tackle situation, but it does give him a lot of help. And we know some of the Mike Vrabel's best teams had great running games in Tennessee. So I would love the Ashton Jeanty pick.
I love it.
And I know you would, too. You've been talking about Jeanty for a while.
I am a fan.
I love it.
I would also love it. And I love it even more. Do you see his Players Tribune entry?
No, but I saw him work out with his shirt off, so I'm sold.
I love it.
I do love
it. No, he had a great line. I didn't read the whole Players Tribune thing, but he did have one awesome line.
First of all, Players Tribune's still a thing?
Apparently.
Really didn't realize that. The most notorious Players Tribune, I think you were on the air when this happened.
I had to read it to breaking news, and it was like, it wasn't like a simple tweet. It was like buried in the second paragraph. It was Kevin Durant choosing the Warriors.
I remember that.
I was like, where are you going?
I remember you being on that day. I remember it was Players Tribune.
Uh-huh.
I remember all that. So he concludes the Players Tribune. He says, I believe I was born to do this.
Nice.
I truly believe what makes me different isn't about the position I line up at.
No.
It's about the mindset I bring. He said, those 11 dudes on defense, they're on a football field playing football. Me, my mind, I'm still in the backyard with my friends playing no one can touch me. I've taken the long way. I'm done with that way. If you pick me, it's simple. I'm coming to your franchise to do what Saquon and the Eagles just did.
Oh, man.
I'm coming to win big soon. He says, it's tackle football, all caps. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I draft the guy they can't tackle.
Ah, that's a great line.
Hell yeah.
That is an amazing line.
Thank you for your time, Ashton Jeanty. I would love this pick. Assuming Carter and Hunter aren't there, this is the best player in the draft. This is a position of need. It would help Drake May on offense. It's not their biggest position of need, but it would help. And I know he's going to be a running back. I know he's going to be a high-level run. I think he's going to be a high-level running back. I guess you could have said the same thing about Trent Richardson and guys like this.
Sure.
But Saquon.
If he's Ezekiel Elliott, if he's Saquon Barkley, that's a worthwhile pick. And as you said, Keith, most years is drafting a running back in the top four bad business? Probably.
Yeah, most years.
Probably not ideal. This is not most years. The alternative is you draft Will Campbell, who might be a guard, at four. You draft Armon Membu, who is a right tackle, at four. You draft Tet McMillan, you reach for him at four.
Yeah.
Undersized Mason Graham at four. Jalen Walker doesn't have a position at four. The point is, there's no perfect player here.
Unless you know what you're getting, I think.
Unless Carter or Hunter drop into your lap, there's no perfect player. This guy has the biggest chance to hit and be a Pro Bowl caliber player and help you. We got a text earlier today. What about his game against Penn State? What about it? He had 100-plus yards and three catches and 20-whatever receiving yards.
When 11 guys were in the box.
Yeah. I was going to say, all they did was key on him, and he still had a pretty good game.
Our guy Field Yates had an awesome tweet earlier today.
I'm going to be on Jones and Keefe?
Ashton Jeanty. Nothing about Jones and Keefe on the Field Yates timeline. He said, the most rushing yards in FBS in 2024. Ashton Jeanty, 2601. I mean, he made a run at Barry Sanders records in college football last year.
Yeah.
Number two in college football last year? With 1,733 yards, Ashton Jeanty after contact. So if you just took his yards after contact,
right,
he would have led college football more than Cam Scataboo, more than Amarian Hampton, more than Bryson Daly, whoever that is.
Which is good, because with the Patriots on the line, there's going to be a lot of contact.
There's going to be a lot of contact.
Right, plenty of contact. But this is where that Colton Miller story comes into play. If you trade for Colton Miller and then draft Ashton Jeanty, like, what a coup. You bring both those guys, so it's been real quiet, right? So Drake May is probably sitting there thinking, okay, good, another defensive player, another defensive player, another defensive player. And then in the last couple of weeks, you say, no, Steph Diggs, Colton Miller, Ashton Jeanty, and that's not even including the high second-round pick, which could move up into the first round. That's starting to become the dream scenario, really.
I mean, look, that would be great. You get your tackle via trade, you get Jeanty, and now you're cooking. So again, you can vote at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram, at Pick 4. How would you feel about the Patriots selecting Ashton Jeanty? Keefe would love it. I would love it. Early returns, a lot of you would not be fans of it.
No, they would not.
But those are just early returns. We're not closing precincts. We're not calling anything here early.
There's a lot of time left.
It's not a 15-minute poll. Five-minute poll,
five
what was
minute
it? Poll. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
John, five-minute poll.
It's not a five-minute poll. It's a 24-hour poll. Yeah. So we'll do the research there. You could vote, and we'll get you the results tomorrow at 11:45 when we give you our next prospect on the clock, Mason Graham, D-tackle out of Michigan.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.